McGroin Nation coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFATV. I got to fix the audio again. We had a little issue last night. It looks like it reset itself. Give it a second. We'll get there. Welcome to Ungoverned. I caught the end of Rise Up this morning. Jeremy talking a little bit about his run-in with the internet anthill known as the Groypers. And this is what I compare them to. You know, when you troll, and trolling's fun. It really is. When I like to say, it's like, you're in the South, you ever step on or near a fire ant nest?
Oh, yeah.
And they come out and they start going just all over the place in defense of their queen. That's the Groypers. That's the Myron Gaines, whatever they call themselves, the Andrew Tate people, whatever they call themselves. That's them. Okay? You could poke at them at their little nest, and they come out like ants all over the place, and they start nipping at your ankles. In Australia, we would call them ankle biters, right? Good on you, mate. This is how they are. Okay, and they're all doing it in defense of their queen. In this case, their queen would be the effeminate male with no substance behind his edginess, Nick Fuentes. Because that's what he is. Oh, he's articulate. I mean, you could say that, I guess. He puts his words together nicely.
That's all it takes.
But there's no substance behind the edginess. And since it is a popular thing to do among people over on the, what I call the woke right, to say that they're just asking questions and just noticing things. I noticed yesterday, as well as so many other people, I'm just asking questions and I'm just noticing something that seems to me to be very odd. Nick Fuentes was present on January 6th telling people to ignore the police, telling people to break down barriers, telling people to storm the Capitol, and he wasn't charged with anything. And so I'm just asking the question. That's okay, right? Groyper, anthill, losers, right? Getting out there, outside of the nest in defense of your queen. I'm just asking questions. Why did the Department of Justice not want to make an example out of the person who they always make an example out of? They always say, oh, Nick Fuentes is aligned with Trump and the right, and he's anti-Semitic and he's a Nazi. How come they didn't want to make an example of him in what would have been a very low-hanging fruit case, January 6th, when they threw the book at Enrique Tarrio? Say what you want about Isabella DeLuca. They threw the book at her, too, for touching a table. And so on and so forth. They drove Matthew Perna to kill himself after entering the Capitol armed with nothing other than a cell phone peacefully, because if he didn't go in, he would have been trampled to death. And yet you have Fuentes, who is a known figure on the right that the left likes to use as fodder, telling people to go in the Capitol, to break down barriers, to talk to ignore police, that this is our Capitol. Now he's on video saying it, and nothing. So, I'm not implying anything. I'm just asking questions. I don't know, maybe you can call me a noticer. But something's not right about that picture, right? Something's not right about that picture. Okay. I think we will move on from poking the anthill today. Maybe we'll do a little bit more on that later. Jeremy did a lot of that on Instagram yesterday. He was getting nipped by fire ants all day long. I mean, I cannot believe there are this many people who follow passionately an effeminate 26-year-old basement dweller with zero substance behind his edginess. None. But we have it. Okay, well, there it is. He says things that get people excited. Okay, no problem. I saw a comment, and I've seen several people say this. Nick Fuentes is going to run for president. The problem is 75% of his followers are from Pakistan or are bots and they can't vote in elections. So we will leave it at that. All right. He lives in Chicago. Like,
Chi-town.
Like, just.
Isn't that what they call it?
Yeah. The Windy City. Maybe that's because he blow. Never mind. All right, let's hey, let's get to. We're gonna have fun today with the Texas Democrats. While we speak about weak people, we started speaking about weak people. Weak people. He does need his teeth rearranged. I agree. He needs a dental. Let's call it a dental procedure, Jeremy. We'll call it. Well, we will. I will donate to his dental work. We can make a physical donation. To his dental work. Okay, we will talk a lot about weak people, including the left, including the Texas Democrats. They're caving. They're, by the way, they're coming back to Texas, okay? Which I told you, what I tell you last week, not a soul was going to be arrested, right? Why? Because there's civil arrest warrants. Now, they may be escorted to the Capitol under, you know, detainment with the House, Sergeant of Arms, etc. But they are coming back to the Texas State House. They will come back to the Texas State House. They will vote or will be present. There will be a quorum for Governor Abbott's second special session. The new Texas congressional maps are going to pass. Jasmine Crockett, you know, she blows you over when she blinks with those eyelashes that are like bigger than the sails on the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, right? You have Jasmine Crockett. She's going to lose her seat. She's going to be unemployed. Who knows what she's going to do? Be creative if you want in your replies as to what Jasmine Crockett's new job is going to be. That's fine. But they will return. There will be new maps in Texas. They're declaring victory somehow. I don't know why, but they definitely didn't win. I can tell you that. DC crime. We've got clip after clip after clip of leftists. Admitting that there is a crime problem in Washington, D.C. I've got an ABC anchor. I've got Joe Scarborough. And then I have a crazy NBC guy with absolutely wild hair saying something completely absurd. 100,000 applications are in now to join ICE, which is very, very nice. ICE, baby. By the way, an update out of the state of Tennessee regarding ICE, and is there an alligator Alcatraz style facility coming to the great state of Tennessee? Yes, there is. We'll get to that. I want to do a little more on that Supreme Court Obergefell case today. I know I didn't get to the marijuana thing yesterday, which I saw actually a lot of feedback. People wanted to kind of get into that discussion. And the Teamsters Union has made a very large donation to the Republican Party. And they said the Democrats are no longer the party of the working class, which is very significant. Very significant. We will get to all that and more. Before we do that, I'd like to get to a word from our friends over at OFP Farms. Who are now sold out of the Peace Lotion. The Peace Lotion, right? That's your...
I'm not sure if it's still sold out, but...
It was for a minute.
You should get some.
You should get some.
Use my code Brennan.
Use the code Brennan.
No W.
There you go. No W.
Sean with a W.
All right.
Brennan, no W.
Brennan with no W. Sean with a W. And you can also go to OFPFarms.com and pick up the stuff that'll keep you smelling like a felon. This is the Outlaw Soap. It smells felonious. I'll tell you that. It smells felonious. OFPFarms.com. Use the promo code SHAWN. They are America's go-to soap company. They're the goat of goat soap. Here you go. Explore the wonderful quality of Faith, Farm, and Freedom products with a special limited time. 15% discount on your entire purchase. Take a peek at the lineup from OFP Farms, America's go-to soap company, famous for natural ingredients, the skin-loving perks of tallow and goat milk, and a big heart for farm to family, family to farm, skincare. Whether you're looking for gentle skincare or thoughtful gifts, these products bring together expert care and good values to make your daily routine that much better. Do not miss this chance to enjoy premium products that support your health and ethical choices for the entire family. OFP Farms is the small family farm with big, beautiful love. You can go to OFP Farms and get 15% off of soaps like the Outlaw Soap. You've got the Goat Kisses Lip Balm and so much else to offer over there at OFP Farms, OFPFarms.com, promo code SHAWN, OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean. That's OFPFarms.com, promo code SHAWN. for 15% off OFPFarms.com. Promo code Sierra Hotel Alpha Whiskey November. All right. I want to get to this real quick. Actually, no, we're not going to get to that yet. Well, because that would kind of be out of order. So we'll go to these things in order. Before we jump into all that other fun stuff, I want to take a second and just remember Jasmine Crockett is going to lose her seat. And, you know, the left is going to cry racism. Oh, she's redistricted out because she's black. She's this. She's that. No, she's going to lose her seat. If she was that talented, she wouldn't lose her seat. She'd be able to convince. She'd be able to convince the entire world, right, that she was worth having a congressional seat. But she's not. She's not worth having a congressional seat. She's going to lose it. And that is part of that is like the icing on top. That's like the cherry on top of the sundae when it comes to, you know, Republicans gaining seats. And now they're saying that they're going to do this in California. Remember, doublespeak is real. I read 1984 again last year, right before the election. There was, the idea of doublespeak, holding two thoughts at the same time, that both cannot be true at the same time. This is exactly what the left is doing with gerrymandering. Okay, when Republicans gerrymander, it's a threat to democracy. When Democrats gerrymander, it's saving democracy. Both cannot be true at the same time. This is doublespeak. We will get to all of that in just a second. Before we get to that, I want to talk to you about something very important. That is your privacy, okay? Your phone. Love them, hate them, lukewarm on them. Doesn't matter how you feel about them. This thing right here is a tracking device, for better or for worse. The GPS stuff is on there. I happen to use that a lot, going from point A to point B, because I've got a memory about a 94-year-old, can't figure out where the hell I am all the time. So the GPS bails me out, and I go to Costco instead of, you know, winding up at some place I've never heard of before. But in the same respect, it is a double-edged sword. It is a tracking device. You are being tracked because of your phone. Government agencies, big tech, corporate data brokers, even cyber criminals, they're all fighting for a piece of your digital footprint. And they don't ask. They just take it. They take it at will. That's why Silent exists. Silent makes Faraday gear that blocks all wireless signals, like cellular signals, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, RFID, and near-field communications. No signal means no tracking, no remote access, and no breadcrumbs leading people to where you're at. Same tech. This same tech is trusted by special operations teams worldwide, used to block signals, avoid surveillance, and secure communications wherever the mission leads. And now that technology is available to you to protect your family, to protect your freedom, and to hide your digital footprint. Drop your phone in a Silent Faraday sleeve and it is off the grid, completely silent, invisible to the outside world. From backpacks to sleeves to crossbodies, Silent's patented technology gives you control over your privacy. Visit slnt.com/Sean, slnt.com/Sean, S-H-A-W-N, to save 15% off and get free shipping on qualifying orders. That is Silent, slnt.com/Sierra Hotel Alpha Whiskey November, silent.com/Sean, to get 15% off at checkout and free shipping on qualifying orders. Go silent today and silence the chaos. All right. We are going to get into right now this Texas Democrat situation. They are going to be returning to the House of Representatives in the state of Texas. They will finally have a quorum and those maps will pass. Governor Greg Abbott said he will call special session after special session after special session until these maps pass. The Republican-controlled Texas Senate officially passed the new congressional redistricting map yesterday, despite 9 of the 11 Senate Democrats walking out before the vote, leaving the floor nearly empty, the Republican majority pressed ahead. The map passed 19-2 along party lines, was designed to create up to 5 new Republican-drawn U.S. House seats in anticipation of the 2026 midterms. However, the Texas House Democrats were still missing, so this bill, those maps could not be sent back to the Texas House in order to be passed. And I said this last week, right? I said this last week, and I said it not because I wanted to be Mr. Know-it-all or Debbie Downer or anything. I didn't want to see people set themselves up for disappointment, okay? That was my biggest motivation last week when I talked about the way that these House Democrats in Texas, these state House Democrats, were going to be handled by what people wanted to be law enforcement, which really wasn't law enforcement. I saw so many people saying, how come these Democrats haven't been arrested yet? How come they haven't been put in handcuffs yet? How come they haven't been dragged out of Illinois yet? Because it was never in the cards for that to happen. The arrest warrants that were issued, as I said last week, a lot of people on this show listened and said, okay, now I get it. But outside of that, because it wasn't loud and it wasn't sensational and it wasn't what everybody wanted to hear and it wasn't juicy red meat, okay, and it wasn't clickbait, a lot of people ignored it and said, no, they're going to get arrested. Arrest. No, here's the problem, okay, with how that was portrayed. These arrest warrants were civil arrest warrants, all right? Bribery charges were never brought. There was no way within a week you were going to get indictments or charges for bribery. You need a long case to be built before you start slapping charges on people. Those charges or those arrest warrants were civil arrest warrants, meaning any Texas State House Democrat that was on public property in the state of Texas and was located by the sergeant at arms and or his deputies could have been physically detained and escorted back to the Capitol. Jail time was never in the cards, okay? Never in the cards because they were not criminal arrest warrants. The second thing I saw was people saying, how come they're not losing their seats? Go back to last week's shows. I think I did this on Monday talking about this case last week. This was a week ago. I went through this with everybody. The Attorney General of the state of Texas, Ken Paxton, has the right to petition the courts to ask if those who abandoned the state and abandoned a special session, right? Abandoned the special session, if they can have their seats vacated. That is a process called quo warranto. And that takes a very long time. It's not something where you can, you know, wave a magic wand and the seats are open and you have a special election next week. Everyone on the internet, you know, on X and other platforms were like, how come their seats haven't been vacated yet? Because they can't be vacated at the snap of a finger, right? There is a process that needs to be followed. And the Attorney General made the threats to follow that process, and perhaps that's why these derelict Democrats are coming back to the state of Texas. But I told you last week, neither of those things, arresting them for crimes or vacating their seats, were truly in the cards, and they really weren't in the cards in the near, you know, almost instant future. And it turns out that that was right. Now, bribery charges could be looked into. We'll see what happens down the road, but I doubt you're going to see criminal charges as soon as these Democrats come back to the Texas House. We told you that a week ago, not to get your hopes up. I just didn't want to see people, because I see some folks now like, oh, no, well, see, they're not getting arrested. Well, okay, fine. They may come back to the state of Texas to be escorted back to the Capitol. That is the quote-unquote arrest that would be enforced from these warrants. I saw one person, maybe two people, last week saying that these arrest warrants were civil arrest warrants so as to not mislead and chum the waters for people to expect things that were never going to happen, okay? So it's important that we talk about this the right way. However, it is important now to understand that these maps are going to pass. Jeremy Harrell says he's going to be having a Texas State House representative on his show next hour or during the 3-hour show. I'm not sure exactly what time he's coming on, but to talk about the next steps, okay? And I don't want to take away from that, but the Texas State House Democrats who left are now trying to act like they won something. They didn't win anything. They were actually embarrassed. Again, you had left-wing mainstream media figures calling out the whole gerrymandering thing straight to Jiggly Belly Pritzker's face, right? Straight to his face and straight to his belly. From Chuck Todd on CNN saying, hey, if you're going to be, if you're going to leave, right? If you're going to leave the state and protest gerrymandering, you probably shouldn't flee to Illinois, which is one of the worst examples of gerrymandering around the country. Right? There's one. You had Stephen Colbert showing the actual map to J.B. Pritzker saying, well, Like, how come it's okay when you do it and not okay when Texas does it? And Pritzker tried to deflect and make a joke about that they gave it to a kindergarten class to kill the map, to draw the map. And then Kristen Welker had Jiggly Belly on. He was filling up the box, right? You're not supposed to fill up that much of the box. He was filling up the whole box. They almost had to give him the whole screen to fit him on the screen. And he was saying, well, you know, Texas is violating the law. They're violating the Voting Rights Act. They're not allowed to do this outside of a census cycle, which is not true. And where is Jiggly Belly now? Where are all these Democrats who are like, Republicans are cheating? Where are they when it comes to states like Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island? Five states, 19 Republican seats, zero Republican represent. I'm sorry, five states, 19 congressional seats, zero Republican representation, despite an average of about 40% vote share going to Republicans in those five states. Okay, Vermont, Rhode Island, New Hampshire. Vermont has one congressional seat, so that's a statewide election. So there's not really much you can do with gerrymandering. Same with Rhode Island. New Hampshire is a swing state, is widely considered a swing state. Donald Trump got 48% of the vote in New Hampshire. It's always talked about before every presidential election because of the large libertarian base that's in New Hampshire. Is it going to go red? Is it going to be a surprise? It's always referred to as, a purple state. It's not referred to in the same light as Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, because I think New Hampshire only has 4 electoral votes, and Pennsylvania has, 19, and Wisconsin has 11, and Michigan has 13 or 16 or something like that. But it's a swing state. There are two districts. Both districts are drawn in such a way that Democrats win both of them. Okay? But take Vermont, which has one district, Rhode Island, which has one district, and New Hampshire, which has two districts. So that's 4 districts out. There are 5 congressional seats between the state, between two states now. 15 congressional seats between the two states now of Massachusetts and Connecticut. And again, in those two states, Republicans get an average of 40 or so percent of the vote. And despite the fact that Republicans get 40% or so of the vote, Republicans have zero representation in any of those states. If it's bad when Texas does it, and you've got Jiggly Belly, and you've got all these Democrats that are out there on the mainstream media, you've got all these Democrats on the internet going, Republicans are cheating! Okay. Are Democrats cheating when they do it in Vermont and New Hampshire and Massachusetts and Connecticut and Rhode Island? Are they cheating when they do it there? What about in Maryland? What about in Illinois, where Republicans get about 44 or so percent of the vote, but only have 17% of the congressional seats? Are they cheating in Illinois? If it's cheating when Texas does it, is it cheating when Democrats do it? Of course not. It's different when Democrats do it. It's okay when they do it. This is the doublespeak that the Democrat Party and Democrat voters thrive on. They love repeating this stuff. Some of them deeply believe in all these fairy tales. When Republicans in Texas redraw maps, it's the end of democracy as we know it. But when Jiggly Belly Pritzker and Gavin Newsom and all these people in the Northeast and the New England region, in Vermont and Massachusetts and Connecticut and Rhode Island and New Hampshire and places like Maryland and blue states all around the country, when they do it, it's not a threat to democracy. It's saving democracy. Oh, okay. Kind of sounds a lot like when Democrats deny the results of elections that they don't like, i.e. 2016. That's not a threat to democracy. But when Donald Trump says, hey, you know all those ballots that all came in all the swing states and all the same times at 3 a.m. on election night in 2020? We've got questions. That's a threat to democracy, you see, right? And they do this all the time. They do this all the time. These people will hold the idea that water is wet and that water is dry at the exact same time. You could push them into a swimming pool. They'll still maintain that level of cognitive dissonance. They're doing the same thing with Washington, D.C. They've admitted that there's a crime problem, but now that Donald Trump is addressing the crime problem, they're saying that there is no crime problem. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. These Democrats thrive on that double think. This is how they operate. And now they're declaring some type of victory. Make no mistake, Democrats did not win here. This got out into the public that they were protesting redistricting, and that threw the entire, especially in a slower type news cycle, that threw the entire conversation of redistricting out into public eye. And we're seeing now the Democrats are like, oh, Texas can't do this. And the Democrats have squeezed all the juice out of the lemons that they could possibly squeeze in their states. And Abbott even said, okay, guess what? If California does it to cancel out our redistrict, we're going to do even more. Florida still may redistrict a little bit. Couple other states may redistrict a little bit. And if we get the what we're calling now the common census, right? The common sense census approach where you count only American citizens and not illegal aliens, it could result in long-term 20 to 30 Democrat seats being removed because a lot of those states like California, like New York, like Illinois, right? Like Washington State, you know, where all the sanctuary cities are. A lot of those states will lose actual numbers of what their population was reported to be, and congressional seats will be distributed more evenly and fairly across the United States as a result. So it's no surprise that the Democrats are panicking over this. Not just over redistricting, but this ties into a larger issue, which is the census, which is immigration, which is the new ICE numbers. The fact that over 7 months, 1.6 million, the illegal immigrant population in the United States has dropped by 1.6 million in 7 months. 1.6 million in 7 months. That's not too shabby at all. So if you figure 7 months, 1.6 million. So why don't we do, let's do 1.6 divided by 7 to get an average of how many are leaving per month. That is, I got this decimal, 0.228. So what is that? 230,000 a month. So 230,000 every month. We multiply that. 230,000 times 7. No, come on. Why is this not working? 230,000 times 7 is 1.6 million. Yes. So if you take Donald Trump's 4 years, right, which is 48 months, if you take that same pace, 48 months at 230,000, and we maintain the same pace, you're talking about 11 million illegal aliens out of the country in Donald Trump's 4 years. That's not bad. That's not bad. It needs to be a little higher. But we're getting 100. There's 100,000 now new applications to ICE. 100,000 new applications for ICE. All that funding from the big, beautiful bill. I think we are going to see a higher rate of deportation. And by the way, that includes self-deportations as well.
Adios.
That includes self-deportations. Okay. We're going to get to D.C. where we talk about crime. I got a really cool update out of Tennessee as well. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about our friends over at Armra Colostrum. It's triarmra.com/LFATV, triarmra.com/LFATV. Folks, you know, I'm always on the lookout for ways to strengthen my immunity, my gut health, and ignite my metabolism. That is what Armra Colostrum can do for you and more. Colostrum is the first nutrition that we receive in life and contains all the essential nutrients that our bodies need in order to thrive. Specifically, colostrum can help reactivate your hair growth and help your skin glow. You can stimulate stem cells and collagen production, increasing elasticity for plumper skin, guarding against UV damage, chemicals, and pollutants from the environment, clearing blemishes for a glowy complexion. You can fortify your gut health and ignite your metabolism. You can fuel your fitness performance and recovery. And you can do all of that and more by going to tryarmra.com/LFATV. That's tryarmra.com/LFATV. tryarmra.com/LFATV for 15% off of your entire first order. That's tryarmra.com/LFATV. I would like to address a comment in the chat, which I don't think is a bad comment. It's a concern from Philip Del Piano. Too many free speechers bashing each other now. Not a good thing. I disagree. I think it's perfectly fine to bash each other. People say, "Oh, we're on the same side." No, we're not. I'm gonna be very, very honest with you. If hating Jews is a part of your identity, I'm not on your team. You're not on my team. Okay? Period. If your disdain for the Jewish people is a part of your brand, is a part of your identity, we're not on the same side. Oh, but you don't understand. Nick Fuentes and Myron Gaines and Andrew Tate and Candace Owens, you agree with her on a lot of other things. Yeah, that's by accident. They're not on my team. Anybody who follows them and is a fan of them is not on my team. Now, I am 100% pro free speech. As a matter of fact, I'm very happy that platforms like X have not banned Nick Fuentes, that platforms like Rumble have not banned Nick Fuentes or Candace Owens or Myron Gaines or any of these people. I don't want them banned. I don't want them banned. I want them out in public making these comments so that everybody can see it. Fuentes yesterday made a comment. Let me see if I could find it. I have it. Somebody posted it on. Here we go. Nick Fuentes. "At the peak of my popularity," he says. Very popular in Pakistan these days. "All of a sudden, there is a coordinated smear campaign by the biggest quote-unquote conservatives who wouldn't give me the time of day a few months ago." He's going to talk about who is and isn't conservative. He supported Kamala Harris in the 2024 election. Like, he actually did. "This is what happens when you start naming names and talking about the Jews. Not neocons, the Jews. This is a part of their identity. This is a part of their identity. And if hating the Jewish people is a part of your identity, you're not on my team. You're not on my team. You're not on my side. We're not friends. We're not even acquaintances. You are my enemy, because it's a stupid thing to make a part of your identity. It's the wrong thing to do. You don't have to be giddy and wave pom-poms about foreign aid going to Israel. This is about way more than the Israeli government. As Nick Fuentes admits, it's about who? The Jews. Not Israel, the nation, the Jews, the people. And if that's who you are, if that's part of your identity, then I will bash you all day long. I'll take cheap shots. I'll take expensive shots. I'll take every shot. Because you deserve it. Why is it? And this is how weak and fickle these people are. Why is it that the folks on the woke right, like Fuentes, like Gaines, like Candace Owens, like Andrew Tate, who, by the way, Andrew Tate, I don't like him. He's not a stupid person, by the way. He's actually a smart guy. I'm not complimenting him. I'm just telling you, he's witty. He's cunning. I said the same thing about Nancy Pelosi. I don't like Nancy Pelosi, but she's smart. She's tactical. She's shrewd. Andrew Tate came out yesterday or a couple of days ago and said something like, "Hey, if you blame the Jews for everything, you have a problem." Tate said that. Now, I think he did one of these. Okay, the Jew-hating thing, people are starting to get tired of it. Let's move off of it a little bit. But even Tate said that. Now, why is it that the woke right, the Myron Gaines of the world, the Nick Fuentes of the world, the Candace Owens of the world, can point out what they believe are the deficiencies of the Jewish people, right? the deficiencies, the flaws, etc. But the minute you point out their flaws, Candace or Myron or Nick Gaines or any Nick Fuentes or any of their followers, the Groypers, it's like, oh, no, stop bashing. We're on the same team. Wait, so you can bash people, but they can't bash you back? Give me a break. Give me a break, you weak a bucket of idiots is what you are. That's what it is. So you can go all day long. You can hammer the Jews. They own this. They control that. They're paying this person. They're paying that person. They're cheap. They're this. They're that. They're cunning. They're blackmailing. They're this. They're blah, 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 blah. The minute someone goes, yeah, but Nick Fuentes lives alone, doesn't have a wife. He might be gay. Oh, blah, 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 blah. You're just jealous of him. Well, you know what? Maybe you're just jealous of Jews. So people can't point out your flaws that essentially are publicly advertised, many of these people. But you could point out everybody else's. Oh, I see how it is. It's a one-way street. I see how it is. This is why, once again, I use the term woke right. Because aside from maybe a few viewpoints and voting habits, these people are the same exact people as woke leftists. They behave like it. They think like them in terms of their thought process. Maybe not their actual views, but their thought process is woke. It's leftist. Everything is racist for the left. Everything is Jewish for the right, the woke right. You see? That's it. And by the way, that segment was brought to you by Israel, my APAC handler. Call 1-800-JEW-MONEY if you want to get in on some of the profits there. That was brought to you by the IDF, Bibi Netanyahu, and Israel itself. Yeah, I'm expecting my check in the mail any day now. So we thank you, Israel, for being a part of the show and being a sponsor of the show. Since that's what everyone thinks is going on, we might as well make fun of them. Just so you know. www.apacmoney.com. It's like JG Wentworth, you know, call APAC Money 877 cash now. I'm sure I'm going to be getting my direct deposit any day now from them. They haven't sent it yet, but I'm sure they'll be getting it. All right. I want to go to mypatriotsupply.com/ungovern, mypatriotsupply.com/ungovern. Let's talk about this. There are disasters that are popping up every day. Hurricane season is starting to ramp up. Tropical Storm Erin is going to make a close call with the United States. Probably not going to make landfall. Keeping the watchful eye on it, but I think it's going to be a fish storm. Go back out to sea. Things are starting to heat up out there. And you know the summer's not just hot. It's been historic this year. Flash flood warnings are at a 40-year high. It's not slowing down. Towns are underwater. Roads are washed out. In every crisis zone, you get the same scene. Crowds that are standing in line, waiting for food, waiting for water, waiting for help. They're being told, help's on the way, but what if help is not on the way? What if help takes days to come or doesn't come at all? If you think the system is built to protect you, I got news for you. They could barely handle one emergency, let alone dozens of them. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the one caught empty-handed. Right now, My Patriot Supply, as you see on your screen, is giving away 4 weeks of emergency food. Just go to mypatriotsupply.com/ungovern to find out how to claim your free 4-week food supply and join millions of Americans who are preparing with mypatriotsupply.com. That is a 3-month food supply, right? 2,000 calories a day, 25-year shelf life, 3 months of food. Last year, quarter of a century. When you order that now, mypatriotsupply.com/ungovern, you get a free month on top of that. So you'd be prepared for a third of the year if things were to go bad. Again, mypatriotsupply.com/ungovern. Go to mypatriotsupply.com. Prepare today. That's how help is really on the way. You got to help yourselves. mypatriotsupply.com/ungovern. mypatriotsupply.com/ungovern. Okay. Next. All right, we got to get the DC crime. This was great from a couple of days ago. Here we go. Redneck is back, which I like. We like the name. Was Redneck one of those who came from Vince?
Yeah, I think so.
Right? New to this show and LFA. Love what I see so far. We thank you for being here, and we encourage you, if you love what you see, to go out and, in the words of the great Craig Carton back in New York, WFAN, tell your friends. Tell your friends. I know you've got tons of them, right? Because we're cool people. We're wonderful people. So let them know. Let them know to come join the LFA family. This is a funny story out of D.C. the other day. I wanted to get to it yesterday. I didn't quite get to it. A D.C. resident claims that the city is safe, okay, in a Washington Post article, but remains anonymous over concerns about safety. I told you, doublethink is a real thing. Now, they may be saying safety in that they don't want to get doxxed by people. Fine. I get it. We've been swatted, doxxed, the whole thing. It's not fun. I don't like seeing anybody do it, so I get it. But I don't think D.C. is a very safe place. And I will say this. How about this ABC anchor talking about D.C. safety the other day? ABC News. Are they friends of ours? ABC
no.
News? No. You know who works for ABC News? Lindsay Davis and David Muir. You know David Muir, who had the clothespins on his jacket during the fire out there in Los Angeles, even though he wasn't in fire. He was playing fireman on national television. We nominated him for Fake News Media Tool Bag of the Year. We may nominate Tucker Carlson for that award, too. I'm not sure yet. We'll see what happens. Right now, it's him and Brian Glenn running head-to-head. Brian Glenn of Real America's Voice after his stupid spat with Zelensky in the Oval Office, which was funny, but when you have a chance to ask the guy who's been robbing your country of hundreds of billions of dollars, the last thing I would have asked is, how come you don't have a suit, right? So I thought that was toolish. But I will say David Muir is probably still leading that race. ABC, an ABC anchor, same network, of course, that David Muir works for, had to admit live on the air that there is a massive crime problem in D.C. and that she herself is a firsthand witness. Watch this.
We've been talking so much about the numbers. And yeah, usually that's how you play devil's advocate, is you talk about, oh, well, stats say crime is down. However, I can tell you firsthand here in downtown D.C. where we work, right here around our bureau, just in the past 6 months, you know, there were two people shot. One person died literally two blocks down here from the bureau. It was within the last 2 years that I actually was jumped walking just two blocks down from here. And then just this morning, one of my coworkers said her car was stolen a block away from the bureau. So we can talk about the numbers going down, but crime is happening every single day because we're all experiencing it firsthand while working and living down here.
So there's an ABC anchor saying, hey, there actually is a crime problem. And like, we're kind of experiencing the crime problem. It's one of those things where, you know, it's easy for the fake news, like Martha Raddatz, right? Who was like, the apartment complex in Colorado, and that J.D. Vance, do you hear yourself, you know, Martha, right? That whole thing about Tren de Aragua taking over apartment. Only a handful, right, is what she said. Only a handful. And he said, do you hear yourself? There's not supposed to be any taking over. But that's in Colorado. She doesn't have to worry about that. This ABC anchor is like, hey, there's crime because it happened to me. When you start throwing it in their backyard, now they start taking it seriously. Remember Eric Adams? When did Eric Adams, Mayor Google, you could Google that. When did Eric Adams start to take the illegal alien crisis seriously? When they showed up in his backyard. When did Martha's Vineyard, the residents of Martha's Vineyard, take it seriously and start deporting people? When it showed up in their backyard, right? That's all you got to do. Here it is again on MSNBC. Joe Scarborough, another one, hates Trump. He didn't want to read this on national television, yet he did because it's the truth.
I want to read you a text from someone who I won't say their name, but they're we'll just say that they're very liberal. And he says, this may sound controversial, but I'm not totally opposed to Trump's National Guard move in D.C. I know he's doing it for politics, but crime remains rampant. I've had too many friends carjacked, shot at. None of us will walk more than three blocks after 8 p.m. 13-year-olds are committing many of these crimes. Quite a change from a decade ago when things were much calmer. Well, that actually sounds like the D.C. that I lived in when I lived a block behind the Supreme Court. And, you know, every 3 days, one of my neighbors was getting held up at gunpoint. I mean, there has been a crime problem in D.C.
Oh, there what now? There's been what? What problem? Crime problem in D.C.? Really? Interesting. So a liberal friend of Scarborough, and Scarborough himself, is like, yes, I have experienced the crime problem in D.C. Now, of course, That was only one instance on MSNBC. You also get crazy people like this who has a haircut. I mean, this should, he should be throwing an alligator Alcatraz on the account of having a really stupid haircut. But this guy says there's no crime problem on MSNBC. He says there's no crime problem, and I'm actually more afraid of a hoax than a crime problem. Watch.
It's really important to be clear about what is going on here.
It looks like it looks like he dyed his hair. It looks like he dyed his hair silver and then stuck his finger in an electrical outlet. It's look at this.
I think it's really important to be clear about what is going on here, and a relatively small crime problem is being used for specific authoritarian purposes that we know and understand. So let's be clear about DC does have a really one really big crime problem, which was the January 6th insurrection incited by the current president of the United States. And his first act in coming back was pardoning all the people who tried to overturn
January 6th.
Constitutional republic order.
That's the crime problem.
In Washington, D.C.
When I go to 4 years ago,
I'm not afraid of losing my wallet so much as I'm afraid of losing my vote. I'm not afraid of losing my wallet so much as I'm afraid that my children's freedom to breathe will be stolen in a world where climate change policy is non-existent. I'm afraid that the future of middle class people will be stolen by the very things you were talking about, cutting the safety net, cutting Medicaid, cutting rural hospitals.
Right, right.
Guys,
these comments in the chat, keep them coming, by the way. Keep them. Dragon Ball Troll. The silver troll, Q-tip, that's funny. Does it like a Q-tip? The hair is a crime. A Dragon Ball Haji, that was great. Look at that. Look at that. The comments in the chat, I was sitting there laughing. I left the mic open on that one because I wanted to mock that guy. You see that? That hair should land him in prison alone. That hair should land him in, that's a crime. That's a crime problem. And he's more afraid of climate change than being held at gunpoint. I'm sorry, I don't think the climate is going to steal your car in Washington, D.C. I don't know. I've never seen clouds come in and steal your vehicle and drive away with it.
The climate needs to come steal his hair, dude.
The climate needs, yes. He needs to be struck by lightning, live, but lose all of his hair.
Adios.
Right? We don't ask for people to die here, except pedophiles. I said in Alabama, you know, put one right between their eyes, because you should after what they did to kids. And actually, they're asking for the death penalty in Alabama over that case. Yes, he should be zapped. Somebody should hit him. You know, there should be a giant lightning bolt that catches that, because it's up there like a lightning rod. It's like up there. There should be, and he'll live. Everything else is fine. He just has to lose all of his hair. I think that's what we need to do. He looks like he's trying to be an anime figure. Yeah, it's like, he's like, he's trying to be like Vegeta or something in Dragon Ball Z with that hair.
He doesn't have good friends because someone needs to tell him that looks bad.
If someone's got to be like, guy,
yeah,
dude, what are you walking around with on your head? Like, where'd you get that hat?
It's not my hat. It's a hair. Oh, okay. I
wonder if it is sharp.
Climate change needs to take his hair away. That's what I'll say. All right. We'll get to a couple of other things at the other on the other side of this. I wanted to play. Oh, I got to play this one, though. Here's this is a short one. This is why DEI needs to be eradicated in the United States. Here's the D.C. Chief of Police, Pamela Smith. See if you catch what I hear in this clip.
Is what the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Well, is it Pam Bondi speaking to the mayor, speaking to you, or how does this work?
So the executive order is clear. The president has requested MPD services, and our home rule charter outlines the process. The president designated Attorney General Bondi as his proxy.
What is the chain of command? How does the D.C. chief of police not know what the chain of command is? How are you a chief of a police department? You're in a position of authority and you don't know what the chain of command is. How on earth? DEI. No, I'm not saying that because she's black. I'm saying that because there's no possible way she earned that position. Whether she was black, white, yellow, I don't care. Speaking of yellow, did you see the Chinese boats crash in the ocean?
No.
You didn't see that?
Look out.
Chinese military boats were chasing a Philippine boat. and they crashed into each other.
Oh, no.
I said, oh, well, you're not going to help your stereotype there that Asians can't drive. Oh, man. Rookout. Give me a break. Yeah, that's one way to do it. That's fun.
You called them yellow.
I did. They are yellow. And they do say rookout, right? It's, oh, yes, yes. No, no, no. We hit boat. Fang Fang must have been driving. Yeah, they crashed, so that didn't really help the stereotype of, you know, Asians can't drive. Anyway, DEI is a problem when you have police chiefs who don't know don't know where the chain of command is. You've got yourself a pretty big problem. All right, here we go. The chat's lighting up over Rookout. That's great. Speaking of yellow, right? Look at that. That's so funny. That is really funny.
Yellow.
That's it. Yeah, she heard back in chains, and that was, I'm going to put you back in chains. Remember Joe Biden? We're going to put you back in chains. He stopped this close. Stopped this short of using the N-word, Joe Biden. We're going to put him all, Joe, back in chains. Okay. I want to talk to you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. It's patriotmobile.com/FARASH. I realize there's many choices when it comes to who you choose for your cell phone service, and there are new ones popping up all the time, but here's the truth. There is only one that stands boldly in the gap for every American that believes that freedom is worth fighting for, and that is Patriot Mobile. For more than 12 years, Patriot Mobile has been on the front lines, fighting for our God-given rights and freedoms while also providing exceptional nationwide cell phone service with access to all three of the major networks. Don't just take my word for it. There are hundreds of thousands of people, including members of our chat, who have made the switch and are now supporting causes that they believe in simply by joining Patriot Mobile. Switching is easier than ever. Activate in minutes from the comfort of your own home. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade your phone. Patriot Mobile's all U.S.-based support team is standing by to take care of you. All U.S.-based. Think about how cool that is. You need support with Patriot Mobile. You're calling people in the United States. Call 972-PATRIOT today or go to patriotmobile.com/Farish, F-A-R-A-S-H. Use the promo code Farish, F-A-R-A-S-H, for a free month of service. That is patriotmobile.com/Farish or 972-PATRIOT. And make the switch today, patriotmobile.com/Farish, F-A-R-A-S-H, or 972-PATRIOT. Again, make the switch today. All right, Quick mention of this. This is just a nice shift here happening. Teamsters is donating to Battleground Republicans after years of backing Democrats, saying that the Democrats are no longer the party of the working class. This case in that may be heard by the Supreme Court. Again, I don't think I gave enough time to this yesterday to specify what's going on here. The Supreme Court has been asked to overturn the Obergefell same-sex marriage ruling. This does not mean they have agreed to hear the case. However, I do believe that if at some point, whether it's over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever it might be, because you know how long it took Roe to get back to the Supreme Court, right? Dobbs decision in the Dobbs case. I do believe that if it does get to the Supreme Court, it will be overturned, much like Roe was overturned. Roe versus Wade was overturned, not on the ethical debates about abortion, not on the moral debates about abortion, but on the constitutionality of it, right? Is abortion a constitutionally protected right? The answer is obviously no, okay? Is same-sex marriage a constitutionally protected right? The answer is no, but this ruling made it a constitutionally protected right. So any states that didn't want to recognize same-sex marriage, like Tennessee, like Florida, like a lot of the southern states, they're now forced to comply with it because doing otherwise would be ruled unconstitutional. I know a lot of people have, you know, questions about the Supreme Court and Justice John Roberts, but I want to say this. In 2015, when this case was in front of the Supreme Court, Justice John Roberts ruled on the dissenting side. He did not believe that same-sex marriage was a constitutionally protected right. So I believe, of course, Gorsuch, Alito, and Thomas will be on the side of overturning it if it is heard. It has not been agreed to be heard yet. I believe those three will obviously be on there. Roberts, if he's consistent, is on there. And then you only need one of Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh. And both of them ruled very similarly on the Dobbs case that it was not a constitutionally protected right. And that's different than saying, you know, that you can't be gay or that it's illegal. That's not what anything is going to happen if Obergefell is overturned. The power will then rest in the hands of the states. The states will then decide, meaning the people of those states will decide what they want to do. Okay? In states like Tennessee, in 2006, a constitutional amendment was passed in the state of Tennessee that said the state would not recognize same-sex marriage. So if Obergefell ever did get overturned, that would be back in effect. I want to get to, speaking of Tennessee, this is a cool story. They ran it, of course. Undocumented migrants! No. Take a look at what Tennessee is getting ready to do.
The town of Mason approved contracts with both ICE and the Tennessee-based private prison company CoreCivic. Mason is about 45 miles north of Memphis, and it's the site of the West Tennessee detention facility. The CoreCivic-owned prison closed several years ago. Now it's going to reopen as an ICE detention facility housing undocumented immigrants.
Those contracts have been approved, and now Tennessee becomes the third state in the country getting ready to open an ICE detention facility. And I don't know, it's in the town of Mason, so should we call this the Mason Jar? Should we call it, because it's in the state of Tennessee, the Volunteer Vault? I don't know, but I'm very excited about it. And by the way, just put Memphis in there, right? Just scoop up a bunch of people. You could just randomly, you know, with like one of those, like the claw from Toy Story, the claw. Just pick up people off the streets of Memphis, because I'm sure that at some point in time, you know, they've done that. And just throw them in there for a little bit. You know, I'm only kidding, of course, but only a little bit kidding. Sometimes I'm a little, you know, maybe I'm kidding, maybe I'm not kidding. Who knows? But yes, they're going to be doing that. The Volunteer Vault, the Mason Jar, because it's in Mason, Tennessee. Lots of really cool names. I'm very excited about that news. As you know, I want all the bad hombres out. But if the bad hombres are going to be here, lock them up in a prison, right? It's not like Alligator Alcatraz where there's alligators, but it's an actual prison. So the infrastructure is already in place to make escaping more difficult. It's already a secure facility, etc. So go ahead. Drop them in there. Alligator Alcatraz in Tennessee. The Volunteer Vault is what I'm going with. Okay. That is it for today. Jeremy Harrell is coming up next on LFA TV. Keep it locked right here. If you're watching on any platform, I encourage you, hit the like button, hit the share, repost, whatever you call it. Thumbs up for us here on LFA TV. We'd greatly appreciate all of that. We also have, before Jeremy starts, I want to talk to you about and show you just real quick the LFA TV store. That's the LFA TV website, lfatv.us. Click on the store tab. You can pick up the I Don't Really Care Margaret shirt that I was wearing at the Ark in Kentucky. A lot of people loved it. Members of the LFA family and others loved this shirt. So go over to the LFA TV store. That is lfatv.us. There's something for everybody there. Check it out. Jeremy Harrell coming up next with Live from America. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Keep it locked right here. We're back tomorrow morning. We're off to be with Michael Patrick Leahy for the next hour. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. We will see you tomorrow morning.